Welcome, everyone, joining us here tonight on the Kings County Radio Club Technical Question and Answer Net. My name is Roy. My call sign is AC2GS, and I will be your net control operator for this informal net. I will be your host, and Bob KD2NVB will be my co-host on this exploration into amateur radio technology. Now, the purpose of this net is to provide a platform for discussion and to offer our answers as well as promote a conversation among all participants of this net. The club maintains an archive of these technical nets on its web pages. We offer original articles and reviews on many topics covered during these technical nets. We also publish technical puzzles for our participants to ponder, and as a starting off point to discuss important technical concepts. Tonight's TechNet puzzle is posted on our club's website, and the link can be found on the front page of our website in orange color type. But if you would like to find a simple URL to type into your browser, you can just type in puzzle.kc2rc.com. Also, we will be offering a streaming service for those who cannot receive our repeater signal. Just point your browser to stream.kc2rc.com, and we also have an Echo Link node available for use. Just point your Echo Link application to the node kc2rc-r. This net is scheduled for the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month. All of this information can also be found on our club's website, which is www.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. No question is too simple. No question is dumb. All wisdom begins with the asking of questions. If you have a question, it deserves to be answered. Our format tonight will be to ask for participants to check in only if they have questions or comments for this net. Please give us your first name, your call sign, whether you have a question or a comment. The net will then address each question in order. I will try to provide a cogent answer, and Bob, KD2NVB, will join in as well. If any other listener has any further facts or opinions, they will be free to break in with a word comment, and when recognized, offer their knowledge or experiences to us all. Anyone has any suggestions for future topics of interest, please let us know either here on the technical net, or you can email me at tech@kc2rc.com. And now I would like to introduce my co-host for this net, Bob KD2NVB. Good evening, Bob.
Roy, good evening, everybody out there. I'm looking forward to a nice net tonight. I think it just stopped raining, so hopefully we'll have some good, decent propagation. Looking forward to the net. Back to you, Roy.
As do I. We'll see what the future has in hand for us. Anyway, once again, I'm AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club technical net. So, if anyone out there has any questions or comments or topics for discussion, please hit that push to talk and introduce yourself. Give us your first name and your call sign. Ah, what a surprise. A kind of slow, cold beginning. It's not like we haven't experienced that for the last 6 months. Let me ask you, Bob, did you ever get around to getting that other RJ45 cable that you can plug into the other end of your IC7100?
No, I didn't. And that's why right now, as you were talking, I was moving some stuff so I could just plug it into the back of the radio and stretch the cord a bit. I can do it. It's just kind of a little bit of a... I don't have to sort of straighten out all the twirly, normal stuff on the wire.
Okay, so I guess that means you didn't get the extension cord. You're just plugging it into the connection on the base.
Yes, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it right now. Yeah, I've just been caught up in other things. I'm going to try to just look up, order this thing tonight or something. I have a little time after this. So I'm just going to look. Next time I get off the mic, I'm going to be looking for the where it plugs it in the back. And then I'll just plug it into the back of the main radio part.
Okay. I'm not a fortune teller, but I foresee that you're going to have a lot of free time this evening to do your Amazon shopping. But we'll see. Maybe people will sort of surprise me. We'll give it another try. Unfortunately, my Limewire technical net is slightly mimicking this one these days, where you got to kind of plead a little bit with the audience to get off of their chair and, you know, grab the mic and participate. We probably have more people listening on the Limelight Technical Net and the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net, but you know, sometimes we have the same number of participants, zero. Nevertheless, this continues to be Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra, AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month at 9 p.m., and we go for as long as is needed, depending upon the activity. If we get a lot of questions, a lot of comments, a lot of topics, we've been known to go until 11:30. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight, but you never know. So if anyone out there has any questions or comments or topics of discussion for tonight, please hit that push to talk and introduce yourself. Well, unfortunately, you're about 90% noise. I can hear a voice. I can hear a human voice. I can't make out any of the words. So if there's anything you can do to improve your getting into the repeater, either raising the output of your transmitter, or if you're operating on a handy talkie, maybe manipulating the antenna, you know, rotating it through space, or putting it closer to a window, or a higher altitude, whatever it takes. Right now, I can't really make out any actual words. Well, we'll give that gentleman a little bit more time to figure out a better way of getting into the repeater. Hopefully, he'll find some solution that'll work and have a question or a comment or a topic. I don't have any great stories tonight, unfortunately. If anything, other people have better stories that they told last night about the field day. You, Bob, probably told some interesting stories last night.
Yeah, I did. It was fun. I didn't get there till, I always get there late on Saturday day. This time I got there almost 8 p.m. And then, of course, I do the night shift, so they call it. The other guys that have been there since the morning, they go to sleep for a while, understandably. Anyway, it was Bob Mulletti was there doing satellites, which was interesting. He had this whole little apparatus. He had an aero antenna on a tripod. And I was often sometimes the one manning the antenna. He'd say, move a little more east, a little up 10 degrees. And he was tracking. He made a few contacts, made a bunch of contacts on the satellite. And that was interesting. I had never witnessed people really doing that because he had an ICOM 9700 that he was using and a laptop with his software. And you could see the map and the track of the satellite. And he'd be saying, you know how it is, a satellite coming in the next hour, and then he'd say, okay, it's going to be so many degrees above the horizon, and for 10 minutes we have a window to talk, and so stuff like that. It was very interesting for me, and for the other guys, some of the other guys there, and I was going up all night making contacts. Didn't make that many, but I was up all night. Maxim had an old Kenwood, I forget the number. Selvin had given it to him. That's what we were using. We didn't have a complete tent setup. We just had the canopy over the picnic table, which actually, it didn't rain so much after all. We were afraid it would. And so it actually was, bugs got in there, obviously, but also there's a lot of breeze, a lot more breeze than if you're sitting in a tent, so that was kind of nice. Anyway, I can say more, but I'll leave it there for the moment.
Okay, good to hear you had a fun time. I got some email asking me to record the points from people, and I'm not quite sure exactly who is keeper of the points. I would assume it was going to be Berlot, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not sure if Berlot even came. She wasn't there when I was there. Maybe she was there earlier and left. But actually, who has the points? Where I operated, I mean, I think all of us, even Mulletti he had a laptop, but I don't know if he was using it for logging. We were just using the old pen and paper. I just had the sheet of paper, and Maxim has the sheet. If that's all the contacts, maybe the ones Bob Mulletti made are somewhere else. Maybe he had them on his laptop. I don't know. Back to you.
Okay, so I guess I'll send a copy of that email. If you were listening to the InfoNet last night, the guy checked in and wanted to know where to send it, and William told him to send it to me for some reason. So, okay, I'll send Maxim a copy of it then.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was there when they were doing that. I wasn't involved in that conversation, but I was listening. I'm trying to remember who the guy was who was asking. It was a guy I don't think I knew. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I don't remember if anyone mentioned who was going to register the points and send them to the ARRL. So Maxim is as good as anyone to send them to. So I'll send him a copy as well, and hopefully he'll send it out to the ARRL, and that will be that for this year. And we can meet in July and start scheduling for the field day in 2025, eh?
Right. Also, Howard and 2GOT came Sunday morning and did a bunch of CW contacts. I don't know if those were logged on the paper also, or if he had them. Hopefully Max knows these things, or if not, I guess we could ask Howard, or Howard would probably just on his own submit it if he hadn't already told anybody. That's my guess.
Well, probably the best route is to consolidate the list and send it in once rather than kind of scatter shoot it. But we'll see. Worst comes to worst, we'll discuss it next Wednesday when we have the general meeting.
Right. Yeah, but that's true. That's just another week. So if it's not sorted out before that. But I would think that Howard or somebody, I would guess he would have told Max or somebody already. And Max hopefully knows what's going on.
Yeah. Well, as far as I recall, field day isn't obsessive compulsive. You don't have to send in all the points within, 7 days. So I think we have a significant leeway of when we can send out the points. Just have to figure out who's in charge of what these days. It's always a question with the club. Anyway, let me see if I can wrangle up someone listening to the technical net tonight. Perhaps the gentleman with the originally not-so-great signal. Maybe he's a moved position or swapped radios or done something different. So, for anyone out there, if anyone has any questions or comments or topics, technical topics for discussion for this episode of the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net, please hit that push to talk and say hello.
N1UFO, November 1 uniform, Foxtrot Oscar at work location, supporting the net. Handle is Gabe, Golf Alpha Bravo Echo.
Hello Gabe, glad to hear from you. I hope everything's doing well.
Everything here is good, still testing on my end there. Playing around with the new FTM 500. And a diamond super gainer that's working wonderfully. My first high-end antenna here on the mobile, so it's doing a great job both on fusion and analog.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, I mean, there's no particular reason why if something gives you good analog signal, it should give you a good fusion signal. It's not like these antennas are problematic producing a lot of multipath for one mode versus the other. So that's consistent with antenna behavior. So I'm glad to hear that. You working right now?
Yeah, I'm at the bus depot over on in Bensonhurst on 25th and Harway. Not too far from our QTHs, but once in a blue moon, I get the key up.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you were able to say hello. I miss our previous more regular conversations on 10 meters and such, but I hope we'll be able to return to that one of these days.
Yeah, we'll do. I'm still deciding on what I'm going to do at home for the antenna there. I did upgrade my analog antenna. I went with a 60-inch antenna to a 17-foot Diamond X510.
Oh, very good. Well, use it in good health. Enjoy yourself. I don't want to keep you on the radio too long since you're getting paid right now. I don't want you to get into trouble on my account.
Thanks for having me tonight there. I'm going to say good evening to everyone that's listening. Everybody stay safe and healthy. Enjoy the summer. Keep cool, hydrate, and you'll be hearing me again. Hopefully, I'll get the antenna set up for the HF side, and I'll get back on those 10-meter nets. This is N1UFO. I will be going, I'm going to be monitoring on the side at work location. Thanks for having me. 73.
73, Gabe. Once again, I'm AC2GS. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 p.m. To take your technical questions or discuss technical topics or to hear stories of your experiences with technology and you know, what problems you had and how you solved it and what have you. But this is not a monologue type of a broadcast. That's not legal according to the amateur radio bylaws. So it's got to be a communication between two or more people. So that means someone else has to be on the other end of a conversation I'm having with them. So with that in mind, if there's people out there who have any kind of a technical question or comment or topic for a discussion, we're open for business. We just need your input. So hit that push to talk and introduce yourself. Well, like I suggested earlier, this is going to be a real short net. Limark has a computer net. I think it's on the third and fourth Wednesdays of each month at 8:30. And I think he was finished with his net about 10 minutes into it. So this seems to be, at the very least, a regional problem that people don't seem to kind of take advantage of local nets. There are a few global nets that are hooked up to a whole bunch of hotspots and such, so it kind of filters everyone in, and that gets a lot more activity. But these local nets are kind of fading fast. We are basically one of two technical nets in the metropolitan area, and I run the other one as well. So it's very, very weird. I don't know what the problem is. If people have far too busy a life, and they can't set aside an hour or so, or whether everyone suddenly has learned everything about a subject and doesn't need to ask any questions. We'll see. Once again, I'll give it another try. If we kind of get silence and crickets, we'll fold a little early for tonight. But once again, I'm AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're open for business. If anyone has any questions or topics of interest, like to discuss some aspect of some technology, please hit that push to talk and introduce yourself. Well, it looks like we're going to keep the TechNet puzzle for the next technical net, when hopefully there'll be people out there listening and talking back. So we'll put that away for tonight, and we'll try a couple more times to kind of find someone to be on the other end of this technical net. And if we can, then we can, and we'll just have a short session. Well, once again, I'm still AC2GS. My name is still Roy, and this is still the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. So if there's anyone out there who hears me, who has any interest or curiosity or questions or would like to have a conversation about some technical aspect of the hobby, then please hit that push to talk and introduce yourself.
N1 UFO again.
Yes, hello again, Gabe.
I got a quick question. I use the WireZack software, Fusion. I have a node set up. Has anyone or have you tried or anyone you know have tried using, they have a remote monitoring software from Yaesu. I haven't tried it yet. I've tried to look it up and have not seen anything, videos about it. I was wondering if you might have used it or known someone who has tried it to use it on the Fusion side. It's a remote monitoring software for the WireZack Fusion software.
Okay. Well, I haven't really used any of the WireZack functions because I need to use the same wire ins and outs of my Yaesu radio to allow for this Echo Link connection. So I don't have access to those connections. What I might suggest that you try to contact Joe. He's my neighbor. He lives about a block away. He's a club member, AC2AE. He, of course, is the host of the Fusion Net, and he's had a lot of experience using the Fusion software interface with the PCs and such. So send him an email, ask him, maybe he can help you out on this.
Roger that, will do. And again, this time I am calling QRT from the net. Thanks for the information. I think I heard him earlier on another net. It might have been yesterday, possibly, on this frequency. And I think I did hear him put out the info about the Fusion Net that's going to be coming up, something on July 4th weekend or July 4th date, So I'll look him up and send him an email and see what he could get back to me. Appreciate the help and the info there. N1 UFO back to net will be clear in QRT. Again, 73s, stay safe, be well, and healthy. N1 UFO clear on your final.
Okay, 73. Yeah, Joe was on last night. Right after the InfoNet closed, he gave a little 2-3 minute exposition on his 4th of July party, which will be, I guess, Thursday, because our meeting is the 3rd of July on Wednesday. So next Thursday is the 4th of July, and he's going to hold a special 4th of July FusionNet. So, like I said, as far as people that I know that have tinkered around with WireZX, he's probably tinkered around the most with it. Most people who have fusion-capable radios rarely get the interfaces, rarely plug them into computers to make them accessible directly to WireZX. Well, I wish you good luck as always, Gabe, and hope I hear you again many, many times in our nets. Okay, well, we'll give it one final try. I figure a half hour of trying to coax someone out onto the radio waves is sufficient for my purposes. So once again, I'm AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month. And we're open for business. Not many takers tonight, unfortunately. So this is going to be my last try. All I hear is crickets. Then the next thing you hear is going to be my, my little canned speech of when I finish up with the regular technical net. So if you want to keep the technical net going a little bit longer tonight, the method is to hit that push to talk and actually say something at me. So with that in mind, I will release the push to talk and listen for any responses. Very well. This net has been brought to you by the Kings County Radio Club. Our club is an ARRL affiliated club based in Brooklyn, New York. We meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. Our next meeting will be July 3rd, which will be held by teleconference. Club members will be emailed with the details of logging into the meeting. Non-members wishing to join a general meeting can email me, AC2GS, with some form of identification for the required link. Although our meetings informally begin after 7 p.m., our formal regular general meeting starts at 8 p.m. and continues until anywhere from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., depending upon the number of points that are covered. We have a weekly 2-meter club net every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on this repeater. This technical net meets on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month at 9 p.m. We also sponsor a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 28.380 megahertz upper sideband or nearby. We offer an audio stream of our KC2RC repeater on the internet, as well as our 10-meter net at stream.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, and although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. If you would like to contact the host of this technical net, simply address your email to tech@kc2rc.com. We maintain an active website at www.kingscountyradioclub.com or www.kc2rc.com, which offers archives of this technical net, amateur radio news, original articles, and technical forums. Please visit our website and participate. Our website hosting services are generously donated by the local Brooklyn-based web hosting company, 3Aliens Web Hosting, who we would like to thank. As the great philosopher Jimi Hendrix once said, knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. So try to listen a little bit more and talk a lot less. It's time to roll this all up and shut it all down, but we'll be back July 10th to try and do this all over again. Thanks to all the people that participated tonight, and especially my co-host, Bob KD2NVB. Without you guys, I'd just be talking to myself. So this is Roy, AC2GS. I'll be going clear and getting the heck out of here. Stay safe, be well, and we'll talk to you down the line.
73 is Roy, 73 to everybody. Next time, we'll see you all at the meeting next week. 82NVB going clear.